Good afternoon. The same front that slid through the region from north to south yesterday and produced overnight lows near freezing is now moving back north through the region. It has a fair amount of clouds with it. We'll have some sunny breaks as well from time to time and an increasing southerly wind flow as the front pushes through. All this added up will mean afternoon highs well above normal and mainly in the middle to upper 50s. The front will continue to move to the north and past the Canadian border and into southern Canada tonight. Skies will remain mostly cloudy with the front still nearby, and it will remain mild with lows only dipping back into the 40s. This will leave us in unseasonably warm air for tomorrow. Still a lot of clouds in the northern half of New York and New England closer to the front with more sunshine south of I-90. Temperatures in most places will surge into the lower to mid-60s with a shot at some lower 70s, especially in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. There's the risk of a late-day shower along with the front along the Canadian border. A wave of low pressure will ride along this front during Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday, so clouds will thicken and there's a good chance of rain with this low pressure wave on Thursday. High temperatures, though, will still be around 60 with the front mainly to the north. After the wave passes by, the rain will come to an end Thursday night and temperatures will begin to fall off. We'll have increasing sunshine on Friday with highs back into the lower 50s. A couple of weak disturbances will pass by over the weekend with a late-day shower possible Saturday and a couple of showers possible on Sunday. Highs will stay in the mid-50s and another chance of showers on Monday with highs very spring-like again in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms for South Texas to the Middle Texas coast, and a slight risk of severe thunderstorms surrounding this area across most of the southern plains. An upper-level low will dig southeastward across northwestern New Mexico today. Ahead of the system, a broad corridor of low-level moisture with moderate instability will be in place from the Texas coastal plains northwestward across the Hill Country and into the Red River Valley. Although weak forcing for ascent is forecast across this warm sector today, isolated to scattered storms may develop along corridors of enhanced low-level convergence. As that upper-level low moves into north-central Mexico tonight, large-scale ascent will increase across the southern plains, resulting in a gradual expansion of convective coverage across the warm sector. Squall line development will be possible this evening from South Texas northeastward across the Texas coastal plains as a well-focused 45 to 60-knot low-level jet strengthens and moves into the middle Texas coast. A widespread wind damage threat may develop, and rotating storms embedded in the squall line could produce tornadoes. Flash flood watches are also out for eastern Texas and western Louisiana, north into Arkansas and southeastern Oklahoma, where widespread rainfall amounts of 3 to 5 inches are likely. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 92 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of 4 at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo increasing sunshine with highs in the mid-50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high, 68, set in 2012, and the record low, 2 below zero, in 1989. Sunrise this morning was at 6:18 a.m., sunset this evening at 5:54 p.m., 11 hours and 36 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Mostly cloudy with a shower possible tonight with lows right around 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy today with highs in the lower 60s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Mostly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy today with highs reaching the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sunshine south of I-90, unseasonably mild mid-60s, a late-day shower near the Canadian border. Good chance of rain Thursday near 60. Clouds giving way to sun Friday, lower 50s. A late-day shower Saturday, mid-50s. A chance of showers Sunday in the mid-50s. And another chance of showers Monday in the lower to middle 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.